USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Terror strikes in Paris again. French officials are investigating a stabbing rampage in the city that left a person dead and four people injured as a terror attack. A police official saying through a translator shortly after it happened.
Based on witnesses declaring that the aggressor shouted Allahu Akbar while attacking the bystander with a knife, and taking into account the method of the attack, France's anti-terrorism unit will be leading the investigation.
The attacker was fatally shot by police. Since that police official spoke, ISIS has claimed responsibility for the attack in the Opera District of Paris. North Korea has announced it will dismantle its nuclear test site by the end of this month in advance of the planned summit between President Trump and the North Korean leader, President Trump calling it a very smart and gracious gesture. And this is USA Radio News.
Okay, so the big question for any decision you're going to make, is this actually going to work? Well, if you've heard about MediShare, which is a brilliant way of sharing healthcare costs, you may have wondered that. Does it work? Well, so did Dr. Stuart Hoover, who initially joined to save a lot of money. The typical family saves about $500 a month. Stuart saved even more.
When we first joined MediShare, we were immediately going from a little over $1,600 a month down to $460 basically a month.
So that's wonderful, but then his wife needed emergency surgery and the bills added up to $160,000.
So we were seeing the bills coming in, and then the bills were being paid. Portions were being shared, and the end result of this bill was taken care of.
Yes, MediShare works, and it's so easy to get your questions answered too, so why not? You can call right now, 833-39-BIBLE. That's 833-39-BIBLE, 833-39-BIBLE.
An American bishop is set to deliver the sermon at the royal wedding next weekend. As Kensington Palace says, Prince Harry and Meghan Markle have asked the Most Reverend Michael Bruce Curry to take part in their May 19th ceremony at Windsor Castle. Curry is the presiding bishop of the Episcopal Church and the first African American to have served in that role. He'll join the Archbishop of Canterbury and the Dean of Windsor in presiding over that royal wedding next Saturday.
Google Maps may get you from one place to another, but only God will show you the way to that peace which passes understanding.
It's college commencement season, and yesterday Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas delivered the commencement address at Christendom College in Front Royal, Virginia.
To paraphrase Mother Teresa, in the final analysis, it is not between you and the things of the world. It is always between you and God.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Authorities on the Big Island of Hawaii are urging residents to be prepared for a volcano emergency. The Hawaii County Civil Defense widening the radius of warnings around the Kilauea volcano as it continues to rumble and emit dangerous fumes. Residents east of the volcano are being urged to stay vigilant and stay alert for possible gas emissions. Authorities are warning that there could be little or no advance notice to evacuate, so residents should be preparing now. They were celebrating yesterday at Peterson Air Force Base in Colorado Springs as NORAD, the North American Aerospace Defense Command, has now been watching the skies and keeping America safe for 60 years. John Clemens reports.
The Joint Binational Command involving the U.S. and Canada conducts aerospace warning, aerospace control, and maritime warning to defend North America from attack. Air Force General Paul Silva, Vice Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, spoke about that cooperation at the 60th anniversary celebration.
The United States and Canadian service members have worked shoulder to shoulder, hand to hand, watching over the North American continent. It is a model of cooperation unmatched anywhere else in the world.
And a family of five safe after being chased by cheetahs at a safari park in the Netherlands. That after the family got out of the car with small children to get a closer look at the cats. A park manager says that was not a good idea. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.